Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. What up, what up, what up, what up? We are back. We're back, we're back, we're back, we're back. We know you missed us. Last episode was but we took a little breather, gathered our thoughts, had a quick group meeting and came back. Right. And we're here for you. Commentary. This is intellectual black versation.
Yep.
And everybody's invited. Everybody. Shout out. I am AI Allen. You know me. Co-host in the building. What up? What up? How y'all feeling?
What up? What up? Rashad is here.
The one and only Harlem B. What up?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we are on episode 5 of commentary. And, how was the week? How was everything leading up to? I know we haven't all like linked up and talked in a second. How y'all feeling?
Man, I'm just here. I was telling somebody yesterday, I'm in a space of peace yet unrest at the same time. So I'm kind of in that medium.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, what you got going, Shy? What's happening?
I feel the same, man. I'm just here. I'm actually working on like 15 different things at once, but I'm here trying to keep myself occupied.
Man, same, bro. Same. I got a lot going on between the gig and home and my other ventures, bro. So I feel you on that one. It's rough right now. I'm having some trouble staying motivated right now. I feel like I've been in the crib too long, man. I didn't really realize I needed that outside exposure.
Well, the clubs, apparently in St. Louis, the clubs are back open.
Yo, Club Climax on Saturday.
That's what I'm talking about, boy.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh. If you from the Lou, Club Climax last Saturday. I didn't go. I was in the crib. I ain't been back to nobody's club. But, man.
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to Chigga Chase, man.
Shout out. I'm going to sit that one out, though, man. They was all up in there.
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
that thing was thick.
Thick with coronavirus.
Some other joints been going down too, but when I saw Climax on Saturday, I was like, yo, like, is this back? It was looking like the Ozarks in that thing.
It was, man. But you know, to each his own, you know, get it how you live. And I hope that everybody that was there they looked like they had a really good time, but I just hope everybody was safe and, you know, it's all good. You know what I mean?
It was just,
took me away. I'll tell you that.
Man, some of the cities are actually shutting back down already. So we'll see what happens.
I swear I said that. But what do I know?
Hey, you know, we don't get paid to go talk at the podium and be experts, man. You know, hey.
Right.
It is what it is. You know, speaking of Saturday, so we had Club Climax. Then Sunday, we had a really big climax, man. Insecure season finale,
man,
came through. And it was, first off, I want to say this, all right, for the people that immediately watched it and posted, y'all can kiss my caramel ass.
That was me.
You can kiss all the caramel.
You know that's how it go.
It was like power all over. At least power they used to give us till the morning. Like, cats like immediately hit like.
Because there's like, nothing else for us to do. So everybody was, for the most part, watching.
Yeah,
usually with power, with power, we watch it like that Saturday and then, you know, we talk about it or whatever, but
I was a little pissed. I had to act like I didn't know what happened. So for anybody that hasn't seen it yet, even though you should have, and you're listening to this,
spoiler alert.
So, you know, you might want to skip ahead a little ways. I can't tell you how many minutes because we're doing this live right now,
right.
But spoiler alert. So, a lot of people were triggered. A lot of people were triggered, guys, girls. In case you're not aware of what went down, Lawrence, we all know Lawrence and Issa broke up, and they've kind of rekindled that flame. Not kind of, they have, you know. So Lawrence is in the process of actually getting ready to move. He's bettered his life since Best Buy. And he has a nice position. He's getting ready to move to a corporate office, corner office, whatever. And his ex-lady, your fling, whatever you want to call it, you know, I can't say because he and Issa have been broken up for a minute. But ex-thing is preggers, man. And he been back rocking with Issa heavy, heavy, heavy.
Yeah.
Where we at? Because, I mean, you know, I've seen all types of comments. Like, this just hit me. I saw so much, you know, and I really, y'all know me. I was ready to go in on people like, oh, that really got you. But as I started going through more and more comments, I realized that this was like a really, really real thing, not for just some people, right? Because most of us are familiar with situations like this, but for a lot of people.
It was definitely the entire episode. Well, I would say this entire season has been so packed full of like relevant content, something that everybody who watches the show probably can relate to on some level. Mm. But this episode in particular was probably the biggest plot twist of 2020. Even though we knew that like Conception was going to pop up and say that she was, I mean, what's the girl name? Condolences. Condola. We knew she was gonna pop up and, you know, be pregnant or whatever, because she really is still kind of pressed, you know. But I mean, it's more common than not that a break baby occurs, because I don't feel like, you know, Lawrence and Issa knew they were gonna end up back together. But I also don't feel like, I don't know that I believe that Condola is really pregnant either. So I'm just kind of like, you know, I fell for Issa in that moment because I've been there. Like, literally, I've Damn. Been in that moment for real, real life. It's just a big decision for her to make. Do you want to deal with this situation? Do you want to be a stepmom? Can you even handle that? Like, the episode, it was so much to unpack. It was heavy.
It was. I yeah.
You know, you had Lawrence tell her what we're gonna do about it, which, you know, we know what that means when a man says that. I kind of felt for her as a woman when she was just like, you know, you can be as involved as you want, and I got me. We know that Lawrence is a good guy. So
she didn't mean that shit.
She definitely didn't mean that shit. Condolence is going to be a problem. She's a nuisance. We want her to go far away. We are Team Issa and Team Lawrence around here.
Okay. Shy, I know you.
I know this is y'all's show. I got to jump in on this.
Jump on in, brother. Hey, yo, D-Fry is in the building. D-Fry, what's happening, bro?
Hey, I came in on the middle Kenny of y'all conversation Riley, in the lunch room. Man, condolences. Shout out to Brendan for giving her name. Condolences. I like that name better than her real name. This is real life, though. This can happen to anybody, especially the overlap period between someone being with somebody else and then going with somebody else. And the flip of it would be the crazy part of it. I was interested, what if it was Issa that got pregnant by somebody else and he had to deal with it? I think that would have been an interesting dynamic to kind of explore on that side.
Dude got knocked up by the security guard.
I was saying like maybe she slipped up with the dude, the yeah. barber dude.
Nathan.
That's what because I think we've seen the idea of a man getting somebody, and which I guess is maybe it's easier for him to be able to move on. But I think it'd be interesting to show a man having to go through if he really want to be with a woman, her being pregnant by another man.
Right.
Yeah,
That's heavy.
I think that society has deemed that a double standard, but you know, I don't know every situation. You know, it's people going through this covertly right now, so
Trying to tell you.
There's people going through why they was in a relationship.
Yeah.
Man.
It's time for you to make your picture black again, girl.
All right. No doubt. No doubt. I'm out.
Thank you.
Give it up for Teddy Riley, y'all. No, that's Deep Fry. Hey, shout out to Deep Fry, man. He's the executive producer. He's the man behind the man behind us. So he handles everything, man. Big shout out. did you want to unpack on that one, bro?
I don't even watch that shit, man.
Yo, watch it. Hey, I'm not mad at you, bro. I just got on it. Like, I literally binged, like, all the seasons and got
I watched the first season and part of the second one in just for my own reasons. I was just kind of like,
yeah.
You know, but I remember when it was Awkward Black Girl on YouTube.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, that's a fine little show. So, but, I think the last one I saw is when he had the one girl bent over and she put that arch in her back.
The bank teller, yeah.
Yeah, not too many women can do that. Not too many of y'all can do that. That's a special girl. That's what the youngsters call demon time, right?
Yeah, so, he got them yams.
Yeah, but after that, now when she started dating the one dude, I made it there for her. When a dude like bust off in the eye. I'm sorry, I'm just remembering the sex part. I just remember it was a lot of sex.
That was Daniel.
Still. Okay. Yeah.
And then people did say, because I was like, man, I don't really feel the direction of the show. But a lot of people said that it's like, it's really a dope season. So I missed out.
Yeah, this season was full of a lot of relevant scenarios and situations. They talked about they dealt with mental health. You know, Nathan had his mental health issues. They dealt with toxic friendships.
I saw a lot of that with Molly.
Molly was extremely toxic. But then I think what I found to be extremely dope this season as well was they dealt with postpartum depression in African American women. Which was something that this last episode, this season finale, I definitely was able to relate to Tiffany, who was the one going through the postpartum depression. Okay. With my 2-year-old, I suffered from postpartum depression like right before he was born and then after he was born. And it's just something that kind of goes like under the radar again, because of course we still believe, you know, Black women don't go through that, you know, that's for white women. But really, in all actuality, you know, we might not be the ones who go as far as to harming our children when we're going through postpartum, but we definitely deal with it. Like, I can laugh about it now, but I can recall, like, I think I was almost due, and I burned a hamburger or something. I literally did the wall slide. You know how you slide down the wall after you've been shot or something? And just sat there and cried until, like, literally over something so trivial as burning a hamburger. But you don't, you know, you feel so out of control. I don't think my postpartum didn't subside until he was almost 1 year old.
When I first heard about that was actually because, you know, like with most males, just being honest, we don't know that that's a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the first time I heard it probably was about 10 years ago. I was in a relationship with somebody and, you know, we're having talks about having a child and all of that stuff. And I know it kind of shocked me because she said after she had already had a son, of course I have a son, but she was like, man, I hope I don't go, you know, through post. Like, I never even heard the word, you know what I mean? And I was like, well, what's that? But a term. And I was like, what's that? And she was just like, man, basically when he was like, I had my son, and like maybe 4 months later, I wanted to kill him. I'm like, what the hell? And she said, like, Rashad, that's a real thing. A lot of women may not go to that extreme, but it's just like feelings you have for several reasons, like after you have a child, you know? And I was just like, man. So that's always when somebody speak about that for it to be in a show or something, it does make my ears perk because that's like a mental situation that I didn't even know existed until 10 years ago. And I'm 42.
It's definitely a very real thing. You know, I never had those feelings of wanting to harm my child. But you go through so many changes and hormonally and all of those things. It's definitely, men don't really recognize it in their partners unless they're vocal about it. You know, it's just like, oh, she just had a baby, she just tired, you know. Nah, sometimes we really are just beyond that point. So I think that's what I really, really appreciated just about this season of Insecure, period, mm-hmm. was how in-depth with things that we really truly deal with in everyday Black life, right. and bringing it to the forefront. You know, they had in this episode about kind of lightheartedly dealing with being Black and dealing with the police. It was kind of lighthearted, but we felt that, especially in this climate, like, you know, we felt that. So yeah. I think this season was really, really dope, and I can just only expect, coming from Issa Rae, that it will continue into season 5.
Now I want to go check it out.
You definitely should catch up.
I gave up on season 2. I was just like, I ain't, you know, not to say it was bad. It just, I lost interest in it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, it was like Empire.
Man. I don't think I made it as far as y'all on Empire at all.
I think I made it through season 2, bro. And I think I made it through half of season 2, actually. And I was done.
I finished it all the way through season 6. So
I might have watched this long as Malik Yoba had a part on there.
There we go. Just real quick sidebar. For those of you that are not familiar with postpartum depression, I kind of took a quick scoop to make sure I had it right. But it's basically depression you can get after you have a baby. They say it generally starts within 3 weeks. But as B said, she had it during the pregnancy. So I guess that varies. But it leaves you feeling sad, hopeless, guilty. May not feel like you have a bond with your child. And, you know, they say those that have dealt with depression outside of having children can deal with it most likely after pregnancy. So just kind of a fact check there for those that aren't familiar with what postpartum depression is.
Right.
It's very real. Right.
And just a side note, because I know, AI, you were talking about earlier about being motivated or not being motivated and so on and so forth. I think, you know, not to overshine postpartum, because it's all of this is, you know, things that definitely not only do we need to be aware of, like I said, I found out 10 years ago, but just things that can help any type of mental issue out. Man, all this stuff that's going, and I know we're not going there, because we had a had an episode that it's the lost episode.
The lost tapes.
So I won't go back to the lost tapes, but everybody would have been indicted on that show. I just want to say that.
But
with the things, with the climate of society at this point, and it seems to just be getting worse progressively, convincingly, you know, brothers and sisters as a whole, man, it's a lot of mental. How could you not have mental issues, mental, you know, strength, just stress and strength and whatever else, just with what's going on? And I think it does lead into like being motivated. Like, I'm behind in work right now because I had to take like a week and a half off, and I just needed a damn. It's like I was in a position, I needed a hug from that feminine energy, but at the same time, I ain't even want to be around nobody. You know what I'm saying? Go figure that out. You know what I'm saying? So,
there, man, brother,
it's a doozy.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I've definitely been there, man. I feel you. Trust me.
Yeah, I've had to take a break from physically being on the front lines. It was just exhausting. It was really, really starting to like just wear me extremely low, because, you know, like, it's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to take in. You're dealing with people who don't understand. You're dealing with people who don't want to understand. And then there are just those people that just really don't care. So I've had to really kind of pull back from being on the front line, but you can please believe I'm still keyboard gangsta protesting.
I wanted to ask you something before we slip off. Was there anything that you did specifically that kind of got you over your postpartum, or was there a moment in time that you can recall that you were like, you know what, this is it? Or was it just kind of
no? Like I said, I went through postpartum probably for about 18 months. Like I said, a few months starting before. Initially, my spouse at the time was extremely supportive, but it got to even be too heavy for him. So I actually sought like the help of a therapist at the time. I did go to therapy. I journaled a lot. As well as like, and I wasn't one of those people who had to be away from my baby, if that makes sense. I know for some women, they need that break. They need that time. I just wasn't one of those people. So I spent a lot more time, you know, really just bonding with my son at the time, but therapy and being around family and people who I know loved and supported me, that's kind of where I went, because I'm not an advocate anymore for taking medication. So I didn't take any medication or anything like that. I just kind of, I knew I had to push through it. If he would cry and I wanted to cry, we was crying together. We was doing wall slides together.
No, that's what's up. Hey, yo, big up to you. Appreciate you being transparent about that for sure. We're going to kind of shift gears here. We were talking about Issa and Lawrence.
Why are you laughing? Because you know what you...
I'm gonna
deem, know where this is about to go.
I'm gonna deem this portion Return of the X. It's kind of like Mark Morrison Return of the Mac, but we don't call it Return of the X. Have you all, I mean, everybody probably has, and I'm very confident in saying that, right? That X or X's just kind of pop up. Well, B, you had one that popped up because of something in our episode, right? So it happens. I don't know if any of my exes are listening to this right now. I appreciate you. Get those dreams up for us.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. No, seriously. I think that I'm trying to make this kind of a more recent deal. I think exes, for me, I've had exes reach out on a more recent kind of deal with the addition of social media. Now it's easy for anybody to catch you anywhere, right? You can go, and I probably should go through my request box on Facebook and see what's in there. Because well, I mean, I'm cool. You know, I got bae now, so I'm straight. Yeah, I'm cooling. But where were y'all? What X moment sticks out? It could be moments where you were just like, what the hell? Like, were you thinking about jumping back? Have you jumped back? And I mean, like, on a serious tip, not on that in out, you know, we hook up, we bang type deal. Like, have you, I mean, we know what it is, right? But is there anybody that in the past you have, like, on some, we gonna try and get this going again? Let's see what happens.
Rashad, you wanna
go ahead, B.
Hey, I know. Hey, look, both of y'all are quiet today.
Because B, you got the interesting stories. My shit is lame.
Stop, bro.
Go ahead, B.
I don't do that. And I'm trying not to, like, incriminate myself in case a certain ex is listening. Which I, you know, I don't know. But, like, I do have one that just, like, comes and goes. Like, you know, my number has been the same for a very long time. So it's just, like, he can always, like, just text me. And sometimes I'll answer, sometimes I don't. But it's just, like, I know that we were not ever, after so long, we weren't a good fit. So, you know, as people have started to kind of find out, like, you know, call him back single again, you know, whatever the case may be, it's like, oh, let me try again. And I'm just like, nope. We not doing that. We not going backwards. Obviously, you're an ex for a reason. Like, I do not have an ex that I would like to revisit.
Do you believe in timing, though? Like, is an ex the next for a reason, or is it timing? Like, let's look at Issa and Lawrence. We're going to use them as the obvious example in this moment. Was it? Is it? Do you believe in timing? Like, or is it? We didn't work out. Is a reason we didn't work out through.
The universe don't make no mistakes. Is it time, a space, and a season? And I don't feel like there was anybody that I overlooked and went with somebody else that I'm like, ooh, let me backpedal, like let me see what this possibly could be like. Like I don't even see a point in being friends with an ex.
Okay.
We got people who feel that way.
Yeah, you are an ex for a reason. When you become an ex, that's just that on that.
So hey yo, just real quick, I got all the Xbox live stuff hooked up to my Surface, which is what I do the podcast with y'all on, right? So mm-hmm. My son is on the Xbox. He don't know I know it though. He snuck off real quick. He like, so I'm getting all his little updates. He just unlocked something.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not revisiting, like, you know, when I get the text when I don't, because I'm good at ghosting. Like, I'll talk to you I'm good at ghosting. Mm-hmm. So I get like the, I'm never going to call you again. Okay. I don't know why. We was only talking just because I was being nice to begin with. So, no, thank you. I'll pass.
You being real light-skinned right now. Real light-skinned.
Here you go. I don't know how to act any other way besides light-skinned. I'm super light. I don't know what else y'all want me to act like. But, yeah, no, I don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, you just have people who don't – your ex for a reason. Sometimes exes fall out for stupid reasons and you want to give it a try again. I would say as far as I go with exes, shit, man. I used to be a piss cutter back in the day, so most of them will be cool, but they'll be like, nah, nigga. I ain't did, you know, a change. You know, no, but I don't know. I mean, I could be cool with my exes. I'm cool with my exes, most of them. But as far as somebody trying to get back into like a full-fledged relationship, here's a very interesting story. Speaking of Lawrence and Team Issa Rae, there was one who we just kind of kept going back and forth. And I guess you can look at that as the X game. But then when I was just like, you know what? I want to be with you. You the one. You why, wah, 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 wah. She ended up pregnant. I just thought about that. You know what I'm saying? And what was crazy about that, like, that was like a, you know what I'm saying? Like,
gut punch.
It was a super gut punch. And, you know, that story, it's a pretty deep story. You know, I ain't going to, you know, indict myself on here. But what I will say is, it's weird because with her getting pregnant by the new guy who stepped in.
The new guy who stepped in
and stepped out, the way that I heard it, you know what I'm saying, from the person's mouth. It was like, you know, it really kind of tested a new, see, you a man, you know where I'm going with this. It's like, it kind of just tested my maturity. It's like, you had this woman, she was a great woman too. We just, you know, couldn't get along. I was childish in a lot of ways or whatever. We broke up, got back together, still wasn't popping, broke up. But then I was like, man, this chick, you know, and then it ended up just turning into, you know, just that little time, you know, dude slid in figuratively and literally, and she got pregnant, and then it didn't work. And it was like, now, like, damn, it wasn't even no more about relationships. It's like, damn, do you hate me as a person or whatever? Because this is a person I actually did want to have more children with. And we have our own little story with that, which is a private situation.
Absolutely.
But it was like, damn, like, that happened like that. You know what I'm saying? So one of the things is, it's like, it was a situation in which I had to grow up. I had to get a lot more mature mentally than I was at the time. And, you know, we had one of them, you know, I think the OJs talk about it, where last night we cried together or whatever. You know what I'm saying? For all you youngsters. Last night I
cried together.
Right. So we had one of those moments. That shit is real. And we just kind of, life was just life. We gonna be homies. If you need help with anything, you know, so on and so forth. And then we stayed cool. And it just kind of, two people went their different directions. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The funny thing, AI, is you know the person, but I'll tell you that.
I think I know where we at. So say less. Say less.
say way less.
Say less. Yeah,
you
I
know,
think I know
who we are. That's
about 10 years ago. But you know what, Alan? I think the one that you know of that you and I have talked about on podcast, on like the previous podcast, that's probably the only one that like still gives me butterflies when we like just even converse back and forth.
That's good.
I'm still not going backwards. But I've always felt that way, and I've known him since 2004, I think, 2003, 2004. So
yeah, it would have been somewhere around there.
Yep.
Yeah, I.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I wholeheartedly agree. I think that I was accused of having a child during a breakup, but the person left me, so I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works, but I was accused of having a child, and you know it's my only child. And if you know who I had that child after, you know who I'm talking about. So it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, nonetheless.
Back in again, real quick. Hold on. Uh-oh. Hey, we need to find a clip, bro. Hold on. It was so funny. It was a point. I thought his son was by the other girl.
You did, bro. You actually did. He did, bro.
No, I remember. I was like, oh no, that's my son. He's like, dude, what are you talking about?
Hey, yo. No, they was broke up by then.
I just assumed that. I just assumed that. Hey, bro.
She left me where I stood by then, bro.
I know.
Damn. Then told me, like, yeah, you went and had a baby on me. Like, no, not at all.
I didn't do that.
I didn't do a thing.
Like, even now, I've had people ask me, like, you know, is reconciliation as far as my last situation possible? Mm-mm. Going backwards is not an option. The past should be a place of reference, not a place of residence.
I'm with you on that. I also believe that people and things change. I believe in evolution. And the truth of the matter is history does repeat itself. And, you know, the thing is, are you going to make it through the full cycle for it to go back to the bad part of it? You know what I'm saying? But I do believe in change and things of that nature. Now, on the flip side of that, some people just have a lot that they dealt with in those relationships, and it's probably not a good idea to revisit those. But, you know, outside of that, I believe that people change in timing and all that, you know, because, you know, what's not for you today or whatever the case may be for you tomorrow, it may not be. But I tell everybody, play that one, you know, by ear and make your own damn decision, because I'm nobody to tell you what the hell you want to do. You know, you might have broke up and your girl got ran through or whatever the case. Ooh. Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. I mean, I'm just, you know, hey, look, when I got
sometimes
single,
you just go too far.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Just
I'm sorry.
Too far sometimes.
I was just saying that, I mean, guys out here, I mean, hey, look, I've handled my hurt in a variety of ways, so
right.
I get it. You know what I'm saying?
So me not being an instigator, it's like with going too far. Is it because of the cop? What's too far? Like, why would that? Why was that comment?
She being silly, bro.
No, but let's unpack this. This is the intellectual black conversation. Like,
because so he went as far as to say, you know, your girl, y'all broke up, and then she got ran through. Right. What does that even mean, Alan? what constitutes a woman being ran through two partners after she's broken up with somebody, you know, having a rotation. Like, what constitutes being random?
So let me first give you my real views, and I'll give you the real world views. Okay. I don't really give a damn about a whole fax, just as long as that clinic paperwork come back clean. I'll be honest, okay?
Okay,
like, I don't give a damn. Like, you, oh man, my partner used to that. Cool, that's straight, bro. She's mine now. Push Girl's along. Back. You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on. Hey, look, we should have brought him on this episode.
Hold on, I got to joke because Alan has sent the paperwork. I just had to bust up laughing. All right, now, what if you heard she had a train ran her literally? I'm just putting that out there. I'm back
choo,
out.
Choo.
Are people still doing that in 2020?
Oh, you girl, yes.
I'm back in. Yes.
Yes. Trains are definitely happening. Is somebody getting a train ran on them right now as we speak?
I mean, it's like sharing a hookah minus the smoke, I guess. I don't
know. Look, we're still know. In the Rona.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn about the whole facts. That's just me.
Oh man.
Okay.
So, you know, I know who I am or who I was. Let me put it that. I know who I was. So for me to put all of these, you know, stipulations on you for who you are as a person, and my girl or my wife or my whoever you gonna be, gotta do this. I don't give no damn. I don't give all no right. damn. As long as that clinic paperwork come back, I'm straight. I'm good. As long as we good there, I'm good. So let's get it cracking.
Because here's the thing. I say that to say, when not all, but sometimes when women, you know, they break up, they've been in a relationship for a long time, and I'm sure men go through the same thing. Instead of settling down, you know, while they're trying to find themselves and heal, they get this rotation going.
That's me.
You know, they get this rotation going, and they may be dating, you know, several different people. Not to say that they're sleeping with all of them, but sometimes when you go back to your ex, or you know, you rekindle the previous situation that sent you into the rotation tailspin, your ex is gonna assume that you was just out here doing the mo better with every single man in the rotation, and that's just not the case. So the whole facts in men's minds sometimes are inaccurate. However, we know that you niggas go out there and cut up and just be, you know, sleeping with any and everybody when y'all got y'all rotation going on. But y'all want to come back and expect us to just accept you with open arms when your whole facts don't be clean either.
Well, that was a lot. Let me take that all in. And so to that I say this. The same way that you say that we tell y'all, oh, well, you know, we know you was out here wilding. We not wilding with everybody. Because number one, dating is expensive as a single man.
It really is.
That's number one. Dating is expensive.
It even costs money to jack off if you think about it. So, you know.
I mean,
depending on how you get it in, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Look, I'm going on this OnlyFans page. Look, they got it good now. They got the internet, OnlyFans.
Right.
Look, I used to have to wait for the compact Passario to boot up.
There you go. The AOL.
You know what?
Boom.
You're right. Who fucking up the phone line again? Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, somebody, right when I was going to get my nut. No, it's right.
Okay, poor D-line.
Right.
So pick up the phone.
Yeah. Oh, that was the shit. Oh, anyway, what were you saying?
Yeah. I forgot. Damn. No. So, yeah, dating is expensive as a single man. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all be thinking we just trying to get y'all to the crib to smash. No, we trying to save money. Like, come here so I can save this money. But then if you don't save money, then you're a broke boy. Or no, if you do save money, you're a broke boy. You know, you're, oh, yeah, girl, come over. You know, I'll cook, you know, da-da-da-da. Girl, this suck-ass nigga, he thought he gonna cook for me and he want me to come over. He just trying to hit, da-da-da-da.
All right.
Well, that's, I'm a different breed because I don't agree with that, but continue.
That's another subject. But I said that to say that, you know, we not out here like y'all think. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people are, but that goes both ways. That's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. But what I think for me personally, I realized that if somebody comes and I decide to take them, I got to deal with that. Mm-hmm. So me, you know, like we might get in that argument real quick. And I'm like, that's why you was a hoe.
Right.
And then, you know, I'm like, damn. But it felt good.
Right.
I've never said that in an argument, by the way. But I don't think anyway. I don't know. If I did, somebody hit us up on the email or in the comments and let me know if I called you a hoe. Hey, I'm live and direct today, if y'all haven't noticed. I had some basil hate.
I'm being tamed. Because it's a lot that I can say. I ain't saying nothing. I'm keeping this PG-13.
Yeah, I had some basil Hayden's before I got on today, so pardon me.
Man. I mean, at the end of the day, though, I'll say this. To the women, look, if you have an ex and you sleep with one man, to the common man, one man equals 10. I'm just letting you know. Mm-hmm.
That's because there is a zero behind that one, for real.
Hilarious. But no, I'm just saying, like, so that's a thing. But I would also say to fellas, and like I said, just shit you experience living life, right? Trust and believe that women do have that platonic friend, as they used to say. And when you fuck up, chances are some dick may be involved. You know what? It might be that the Bobby Womack factor. You know what I'm saying? Just go research Bobby Womack. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to talk about him at all.
No. We're going to talk about Bobby Womack.
Go ahead, Daryl. Bobby Womack. You know you got a good show when Daryl pops up. Daryl, boom him on it, man.
Look, so Bobby Womack, he is in the top three, like, Dirty Macs of all time.
Yes.
I think Jermaine Jackson is number one. I would like to – I mean, we can talk about that in a second. I want to just dive into this Dirty Mac here.
Yeah.
This dude comes to Sam Cooke's funeral with his wife.
With his
wife. And his brand new fur coat on, too. With his wife.
Yeah.
Now, it gets even worse. You know, Bobby Womack ended up messing with his next – or I forgot if it was her – the kid that he had with her. Or a kid he had with his next wife's daughter, his stepdaughter. So I don't know if it was Sam Cooke's daughter or it was like his wife after that. But he ended up having another, like messing with his stepdaughter basically after that.
And remember, Bobby Womack had that. Wasn't it that song, Daryl? I wish he didn't trust me so much.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's like, Johnny Taylor, actually. I think that's Johnny Taylor.
Well, say, yeah, that's right. I think that's Johnny Taylor. I'm wrong, man.
But Johnny Taylor. But now, Jermaine Jackson has two kids by his brother, Marlon's baby mama. That's why you'll never see them in the same room ever at the same time.
God.
That's the worst ever. That's the worst
ever. That's that brown skin finger.
So there's four Jacksons that are cousins and brothers and sisters at the same time.
So.
Uncle Grandpa ass shit, man.
Yeah, man. And he was on what you said, Rashad, when you talking about, like, he was like, they were breaking up, and he's like, well, you know what? You know, I live right across the street. Why don't you come over here and move in? And
yeah.
Get yourself on. No, I'm not bullshit. Are you laughing, yeah. Rashad?
No, like, I'm just, this is horrible, man.
And then he ended up marrying her, having two kids with her.
Bruh, it's a cold game.
That's a cold world, dog. Jermaine Jackson's one of the worst people ever created, man. I don't care what nobody says, man.
Well, let me say this, because, you know, Harlem B, we've totally went down the back streets, as Daryl and I used to say years ago. We won't talk about
down the rabbit hole.
We won't talk about that.
No,
that was a lot of information. caught a lot of guys slipping, and women too, on them back streets, man.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's one of those things, you know, I'll be honest, fellas, you know, the Sir Brotherhood, I'm going to give a secret away. Guys, we're going to always, and this is the X factor thing, we're going to always, it's always going to be way worse in our head than it actually may have been. So that's why when Harlem, you know, what you saying, like, it could be that we went to dinner with this guy, or we could, you know, we talked or whatever, and it might have not ever been intimate. In a guy's mind, generally speaking, until we mature up out of that, it's like, damn, I wonder if this nigga dick was bigger than mine. I know he got more money than me. He just says, hey, you just like bugging the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it could be a situation. Maybe I'm just speaking about myself.
But that's ego. That's the ego.
That's definitely the ego.
As the great Bishop Don Juan told me one time, no bullshit.
Yeah, it is the ego. And you have
Harlan, don't look like that. I'm dead serious, no, for real. I really met the Bishop Don Juan.
He did. I remember that.
And shit, I was going through something with during my backstreet days.
There you go.
And he said to me, "You not in love, your pride is just hurt."
There you go.
And he said, "Most men aren't in love." He said, "Your pride, your ego is just hurt."
Yeah.
And he also told me, if you love her, let her go.
Let her go.
But some of the best advice I've ever had in my life.
What's her name? Rosebud actually said. No, I'm serious.
No. I already know. Go ahead.
When he got knocked for all his hoes, his mentality was it was his fault.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't blame it on just the pimp hoe. I'm not calling him. But he just said it wasn't a hoe fault or whatever. It was something about him. And I actually... That was a lesson for me in taking responsibility in your life for everything. And we had to talk about that, I think, on another show where it's like, at least I thought we did, where it was like, even if things, everything could be set up to the point that it's just like, it's that motherfucker's fault. It's just this and that. It's still your fault if it happened in your life. A lot of times we have signs about things.
We ignore things,
like my man Daryl said, and be, you know, ego speaks louder, so loud that you can't even hear your sensible mind. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm telling, just flat out, you know, everybody know I'm super transparent, man, about, especially my past. I was an extreme fuck boy, especially in a ex-relationship shit, and, you know, just, oh, this nigga, you probably, why about this, and this nigga probably, did, you know, just bugging the fuck out until you mature. That's why, like, with Daryl saying, with the bishop saying, if you love her, let her go. That, I mean, that's deep.
Real
speak. Because that's truly coming from, in my opinion, a place beyond ego. You know what I mean? If, hey, they say let a butterfly out the cage, right? And if the butterfly come back, the butterfly really fuck with you. And I'm just saying that in general, not necessarily. Well,
B's not going to take the butterfly back, so.
Right.
Well, you know, Pimpin' Ken is the laws of pimpology.
There you go.
Say that, you know, when somebody want to leave, you go ahead and give them a Chinese nickname. Long gone. Bye. See?
Oh, man. Well, since you touched on it, I too am a reformed fuckboy.
Oh, man. Talk about it.
I too am a reformed fuckboy.
What is a fuckboy?
Here, let's go to Urban Dictionary. Let's see what the Urban Dictionary tells us.
Tell me.
I thought Daryl was going to jump back in with a definition because Daryl is on it today.
Man. No. I was. hey, this is going to be all so much funny editing this on video because people are going to be seeing my fingers popping.
Right. I like it, man. You should be on the show all the time.
I guess it depends on your situation. I think my thing is being so concerned about what a woman does in her personal side of her life and it affecting you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to be with her, you're going to be with her. Regardless of what, if she had been with 10 dudes, she been with 10 dudes. If you're going to be with her, you're going to be with her. You can't press her for what she was before you. And you only can press her about who she is currently with you.
Right.
But I also think it's interesting. Harlem said it before we even started that we talked about Lawrence and we talked about like Tasha said he was a fuckboy, but he was just thought he wasn't a fuckboy because he was nice. And a lot of times, I think there's different levels to the fuckboy. There's a nice fuckboy. There's the fuckboy that's that's the gorilla. Like, yo, you need to be doing this. It's the other one that'd be like, oh no, you know, that's not happening like that.
Angry fuckboy.
Yep.
They all
clowns and crowns, if you ask me.
Yeah. Hey, but guess what? In 2020, we have discovered that there are fuck girls too.
Man, look.
Oh yeah.
That's like the rest of the world just now figuring out that black people have been here this whole time. Like,
I know.
We knew.
But my fuckboyism was driven mainly by ego and repressed issues from my childhood. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that shit comes out in relationships and, you know, all sorts of things. So as far as being a fuckboy and friendships and all that stuff, nah. But in relationships, I definitely was on some fuckboyism, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I was that, you think he cuter than me or is his dick bigger than mine? Now that's some supreme fuckboy shit. I was doing that.
I've never did that, Rashad. I can't.
I was extreme.
I just never want to know that. Don't ask. I'm on the military.
But I'll tell you the story. I'll tell y'all, man.
He said, don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, exactly. Don't ask, don't tell. I'm not gonna ask you. I honestly will not ask a woman how many men she's been with ever in my life.
No, the answer is always three or six.
Yeah. It's always three or six. You gotta put money in front or behind those numbers.
I don't even know.
Never ask that. But you know what it was? You know, and hopefully, you know, this is one of my exes. I hope she don't watch the show. But, you know, I'm jamming and slamming, and I'm thinking I'm doing all of that. Brothers, a woman can have a whole baby, a beautiful baby boy or girl come out of her heaven, we'll just say that. So even when we think we're doing something, yo shit ain't like a baby, so cut it the fuck out, all right? So anyway, and I have to learn it. So anyway, I'm doing my thing. You know, I'm, you know, just, you know, kind of, I don't know about y'all gang. I'm kind of Captain Hook with it. So I think I'm jamming. And I like went over some people here.
Oh my God, I'm jamming.
And then I'm talking this shit. And then that's when I said it. Like, oh, you know, because, you know, it's going down. And I'm, ooh, yeah, you know I'm doing this and doing that. And so, you know, I know you, your ex, and blah, 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 and my dick big in the head. Like, just, you know, me and we talk shit. And she stopped me in mid-jam and was like, you know what, since you want to ask me that, she said, you longer than the thickest and thicker than the longest. And I'm looking stupid, like she just said some, like, Nigerian calculus or something. And I was like, what? And she said, don't ever ask me. She used the term I'm not going to use on this show. But she said, don't ever ask me a stupid ass, I say just stupid ass question like that again. That's some fuckboy shit. Mind you, I ain't in her when she says this. You understand what I'm saying? And at that point, I said, you know what? You right.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
So it was a humble bust after that.
Very humble.
Right. But that was my story. You know what I'm saying? But just doing other like little fuck shit because of my immaturity, insecurities, areas of like being even more serious, areas of like arrested development as far as dealing with maturity, trying to thwart my ideas of, well, I think this woman should be this way, or I think she should be that way, or damn, you slept with one other person. You just nasty. I guess that's how you was raised. Like, that was my mentality, and I had to grow out of that. But to grow out of my fuckboyism, I had to have like severe moments. Quite often, of moments of solidarity, where I had to process things myself. I had to deal with issues that I had with my father and family issues and shit. Because in all seriousness, when you had going back to mental issues, because I think fuckboyism is a mental issue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You have to deal with these things. You know, it might be some shit in your childhood. Like my father wasn't around. That's where my shit honestly was from. My father and like we patched up our shit, but my father wasn't around, and I always felt like, damn, I'm not good enough for this man. You get what I'm saying? I'm on a documentary talking about this. It's coming out soon, by the way. But
I think we both on the same joint.
Yeah, right on. My guy. But that led to me dealing with women, all women. I was delivered from, no, but just, that's when a lot of stuff started coming up. And that happens with a lot of people. What are these repressed issues that never were handled? That's why they say when you're in a relationship, you know, before, you know, speaking about exes and stuff, they say, I've heard this, where if you were in a relationship for a year, it might be good for you to take close to a year off.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
Real.
And just process. But I don't know. Harlem, you look like you in deep thought. What you got to say?
So I'm just listening. I'm not. I'm actually going to say we aren't called fuck girls. We're called crazy.
Uh-oh.
No, that's where I'm serious. I'm serious.
Say that. Nah, kick that, man.
We aren't referred to as fuck girls, as whereas the shit that Rashad just described is fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Right?
That is psycho.
That's some psycho shit. Right. So I can be transparent in saying that, like, my crazy, I'm a fucking FBI agent. So if I get a whiff of, like, some cheating shit, or you liking a certain person pictures too much, or whatever the case may be, yeah. I'm finna run all this shit down. I'm case netting. I'm going to end up on their cousin, baby mama, baby daddy, sister, auntie page, finding out everything about everything, like I've been at the cookout. Mm. We are referred to as crazy as opposed to being fuck girls. But that's a toxic trait as well, you know, the crazy shit. Like, I've been there just recently. I've been there, been there. Like, it took for a motherfucker to tell me, like, ain't nobody finna massage your crazy, sis. You doing too much.
We dropping some terms on here. Daryl, make sure this whole episode is copywritten. Write it. Copyrighted.
Right.
Yeah, for real. Like, that, and it can be misconstrued in so many different types of ways, but
right.
It also, like, is to the detriment of us in relationships, because just going back to the return of the ex, if your ex did want to come back and you did all that crazy shit, they're not coming back.
They not.
You was just crazy.
And you know what? You know what, B? Like, that, I'm thinking about it. First and foremost, kudos to you. You know, not because we're on the show together and I'm one of your biggest fans. I think you have a right for you. One of the things with fuckboyism, crazyism, because that shit, the fuckboy mentality is really like on some psychosomatic type shit. If you really, the fuckboy is down. A cute term.
Yeah,
it's a cute term. A fuck girl is a cute term. But one of the biggest things, I think, in any type of mental issue, addiction or anything, is when you're able to see it for yourself and you become transparent with yourself. Because a lot of times we run from this type of behavior and it's everybody else's fault but mine. That's why when women used to say, man, all niggas ain't shit, blah, 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 you know, I'd be, baby girl, you know, you're the common denominator.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that goes into frequency, so on and so forth about self. But I think when you are able to recognize it within yourself, that's why when you be transparent, B, and you AI too, and Daryl, about just certain things, you know, about yourself, I always salute that. That's a sign of great character, because that's not easy to do. And it's half the battle. So half the battle is won. If you are a drug addict or you crazy and you know it, anything past that point when you conscious, like they used to say back in the 80s, you conscious motherfucker. If you conscious, then you...
Okay, coming to America reference.
There you go. They were saying a little bit before, my mom and them used to say that shit. But it's like, if you know it, now you definitely have a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you stay here or do you change? And that's why, going back to Rosebud, what he said, pimping Rosebud, it's like things being your fault. You taking full responsibility. When you're conscious of it, when you're conscious of your fuckboyism, or we won't say fuck girl, we'll just say craziness for ladies and guys, it's all crazy. Now you're at that place of change. And that's a beautiful thing. Half of the battle is won. You know, and real quick, with exes, the one thing is too, you know, with the except, like when I had the situation with the ex that I was trying to get back with, you know, on a deeper level, I ain't gonna say that. But when I did, when I had the situation with my ex, but when I had the situation where, she was the only ex that I sincerely was like, yo, I wanna try to work it out. But one of the toughest lessons that I had to learn, and, you know, she still has a place in my heart, to this day as a friend, you know, because we were best friends too. But things change, frequency changes. So yeah. It's like, I was like being, like you said, can't point at the camera, where we talked about ego. It really was my ego that was trying to get back and being like, I want to prove to myself, meaning me as Rashad, want to prove to Rashad that I could be a better man than I was being prior. Yeah. It wasn't love. I mean, I loved her, but it wasn't based on love. So when things kind of dissipated, it wasn't no hurt because it wasn't love. It was ego.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? And so now it's just kind of like, you know, it is, you know, it is what it is, man. So, man.
I'm with you when you're right. You know, women, we have egos too. And we want to save face. We want to not be embarrassed. So we go to that level of crazy trying to disprove the fact that possibly it was us that did something wrong or that we were the problem. For me, I found that social media is not good for massaging my crazy. Because all I got to do is say one thing, whether it be subliminal or whatever, and people going to take it and run with it and it's going to blow up. And then I'm going to feel vindicated.
There you go.
Can't do that shit. That's that crazy people shit.
Man, you should be a psychologist.
I'm a psychologist for the streets.
Oh, there you go. A street cop. I feel you. Trademark. Thank you, Daryl. We'll trademark.
There you go. Well,
I'm going to put it on the search. Street psychologist. Boom. There you go.
There you go. Hey, do it today. You know, motherfucker been and saw this show. And,
let me go change my social media handles.
Hit us with the Beat Simone. They're going to beat Simonas.
Right. And they're going to tell on us about the episode. I was about to get everybody arrested.
Hey, they go, what are you doing, Belly? Hey, I got a bus for you, nigga.
Right.
Man.
But yeah, man. Yeah. I don't know. AI, you quiet, man. You're very well spoken.
Hey, y'all was
Negro.
Rolling. Y'all was rolling, man. I think for me, my fuckboyisms were sought out of. There was a few different facets of it. I'll say that one of those facets, and these are in no particular order. One of them was survival, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because anybody that knows me knows kind of my the trajectory of my career and where I came from in radio and music and everything. Mm-hmm. There was a point in time where I was just always on the move. I was that guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when that all came to an end, you know, of course, money stopped flowing and everything. So it was like, all right, now I got to figure this out. Now you're no longer that guy. And I wasn't even making a lot of money, if we being real about it. But I used to get per diems and all this other stuff. So I really didn't have to touch my money, right?
There you go.
So it's like now no per diem, no salary, no trips. You know what I'm saying? You back at the crib, in the club, doing whatever, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I had to get like a real job for the first time, right? And no diss to anybody, and this is subjective. So my real job, maybe your real job, whatever. Whoever you are, don't take this personally. This is my experience. But I had to get a real job for the first time, and that was like traumatic for me, mm-hmm. right? And you know, I had to kind of figure it out, and I'm like, man, how do people do this? Like y'all can sit in the same spot all day and be good, and you know, let people boss y'all around and just give y'all these little coins, you know, like this what y'all be mm-hmm. on. And I realized in that moment that was a reality probably for about 80-90% of people, right? So it's like now I'm kind of unloading like in this new space. And I'm like, man, like this shit is crazy. But now you're meeting new people and different people, right? So it's no more groupies. No more, you know, people that's just fun. Nobody when you come back to the crib that is, oh, I missed you and we gonna hang and da-da. No more of that. That's over, right? So it was a defense mechanism because I'm like, oh, okay. I know I can pull bad chicks, right? Like, that was pretty easy. Like, the day I learned that, I that was just dangerous for me, period. Like, because I was like, oh, this how you do it? Okay, cool. But then I began to learn, like I said, you know, thing you have to figure it out. I'm doing what everybody else is doing. So I'm not making the bread I was making, so I can't date like I was dating. I can't, you know what I'm saying, hang with the girls I was hanging with. I can't, you know, so I'm like, all right, well, this girl really do like me, but it might be something better out there. It might be something badder. It might be. So now I'm playing that game. I'm going to hold on to this for a little bit until something else come through.
Right.
And I was doing that over and over and over. And then when I realized that, you know, the grass wasn't always necessarily greener, it became, well, I need to meet somebody on my level that think like right. I think. Like, you know, okay, I figured out, you know, it may not look or feel like this, but I need that mind to be there. But then you realize that ain't really there either, right? So mm-hmm. now you're playing this game and you like back forth with yourself and the cycle's ongoing, you're going. And one day you wake up and it's 10 years later and you like, man, what the hell have I been doing for the past X amount of time? And I need to figure something out, because when I really did a self-eval and look back and talk to individuals that I had dealt with and all kind of stuff, I realized that not only was I tearing myself down, mm-hmm. I had tore down some great women. I ain't gonna even front. Not all of them. Not all of them were great, but...
What was that?
Yeah, I tore down some great women, man. Like, and it wasn't necessarily intentional. It was just kind of like, damn, it happened. You know what I'm saying? That sounds selfish on my behalf. But in that point in time, it was a circle of life.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, be like that sometimes. You know that meme that's like, every man got that one light-skinned chick that ruined their life? That was me.
I've never seen that one. But
that was me.
Shit, bro.
That was me. Like, I have people that consider themselves to be exes. I don't consider myself to have been in a relationship with them, but they can't stand me. And they will say that I was this and that and I ruined their life and whatever. I'm evolving.
Damn. Not.
I leave them how I found them going forward. That's my motto. I will leave you how I found you if I can't make you better.
I've been ruined and a ruiner, so.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. It's always the one you think, like, yeah, she gonna stick around and be the ruiner. You like, man, damn it, they got my ass.
Mm-hmm. That's what you get.
Hey, I was trying, okay? I was trying. I'm a better man now. Thank you to everyone in my past. Sorry.
It's all about evolution. As long as you're growing, learning, becoming better, and you're not, you know, repeating the same patterns, you're learning from past mistakes, right. Then you'll continue to water the grass over there.
That's all about growth.
Yeah.
Manicure your lawn.
Dead. That's right.
Well, we're kind of winding down. Any final thoughts on anything we discussed this evening?
Wow.
No, condolences is not pregnant.
We'll see next season. So anybody want to put money up, holler at us. We'll see. I don't know what's going to happen. This was pretty crazy.
I don't know, Daryl, what you got to say? You quiet.
Oh, man. No, this episode is pretty dope, man. I can't front y'all. This was dope.
Any fuckboy stories?
Yeah.
Feel free.
Let's see.
Hey, look, girl, me.
Oh, I'm looking like this.
We'll be on here for another hour.
I mean, I
had to go. I got some time.
No, I'm saying,
let's just say, Daryl used to be wild. We just had this conversation before we started recording.
I mean, it was that, but well, that wasn't fuckboy behavior, though. That
it
was. Just,
it was. I'm not gonna expose you happened.
I'll expose myself. So, I ain't got
you don't remember why you got slapped?
Yeah. I said I don't wanna mess with you no more. What's wrong with that?
Do Real you quick. Remember why though?
I probably was the Ozarks. It was probably Summer Rain. If I remember correctly.
Oh, you was at Summer. Well, I know we. Yo.
No. I was at Summer. I was at every Summer Rain. Come on now.
We do.
Yeah, I know you was there. We all promoted it.
Right. Oh boy, it is some interesting. Anyway,
I mean, General Cornwallis, the General Cornwallis, man.
Cornwallis was born. Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
B, you was at Summer Rae?
No, she didn't go to Summer Rae.
Oh, okay.
Nah, B wasn't at Summer Rae.
No, I got slapped at EXO. By X right after Summer Rae 20.
That was some year. That might have been 2007.
No.
It had to be like 2000.
No, it's 2010. 11. It's 2010.
This
2010.
Okay.
It's 2010. I got slapped because some pictures leaked to me with my ex from college on some of the party boats and stuff. And I was especially at that time, Andrew Rashad, you know, it was just so much going on, especially when we was heavy in the game. You just did scorched earth policy. You just be like, you know what? I don't even want to be with you since you want to do all this. Know what? Let me drop this nuke. It's over. You know what? Boy, I'm fine. I'm comfortable with it. I'm living my truth. Yeah, that was me. That was me on the pictures.
She slapped
me. That was me. And it slapped me. Yo, slapped the taste out of my mouth.
Jesus.
It was so bad. Shout out to Brandon that was security at EXO. This was on Thursday when we did Thursdays. He came over and grabbed me just because he's like, I didn't think he was going to do nothing, but she slapped you so hard that I anybody's natural reaction was to do something.
Hey, yo, shout out to B Troop, man.
Yes.
Yo. Oh man,
I don't understand. I mean, that was bad behavior, but I don't understand if that's fuckboy behavior.
It was.
So what happened after the slap though?
I left, and then I came back towards the end to make sure everything was cool. So I left and went somewhere else, and then came back.
I just really feel like a lot of situations like that with a whole lot of people having at EXO, because it was some nights at EXO, man. That was just insane. I don't mean party wise. I'm talking where you just watch stuff unfold.
Oh yeah, it was a breeding place for just drama.
Yeah,
it never was really... boy and crazy people behavior.
Hey, I didn't see people get attacked with umbrellas in EXO. Like, yo.
And I think the problem was with EXO, thinking back, is that it has so many cuts that the thing is, like, if you came somewhere that was big and open, you saw, oh, there go my ex over there, you kind of prepared for it. But at EXO, somebody could be in the back in the VIP, and you coming out to the bathroom, you'd be like, so what are you doing here? And you spent half your night jigging it up, and now you like,
it happened, boy.
Hold on, how long you been back in the VIP in the lounge back there?
Yeah.
And vice versa. So I think that the way that it was constructed, it made it look like you was being sneaky.
yeah. Then the women's bathroom was right next to the VIP in the back.
People was getting smashed.
Bruh.
And then think about it. You could just be on the patio all night and just post up on the patio and nobody would ever see you for real. And you just hang out there with your people.
Yep.
So it's time to go.
Yeah. But then, I mean.
Hey, I mean, how many people knew the secret way to get out of EXO?
Oh, you know I knew. My nickname was a certain nickname for a reason.
Yes.
Yep.
It's an underground railroad to get anywhere you need to get, boy.
Yeah, and it was just a time, man. And I mean, it probably was fuckboy behavior. I mean, I'm assuming it is. And I apologize for being like that. That wasn't the coolest thing at all. It wasn't no cool. It was not good at all. And it's, you learn from stuff like that overall because. And it's more of a thing of like, especially then, it was more of a thing of like having that power, man. Real talk, it was that power that really can intoxicate you. To a standard like, I can replace you next week. And that's a bad thing to have. And you have to respect that power. And that's something that was like probably the last year. I know I was on some bull. Was that 2010 year? That was a crazy year. But I literally, you had to learn like, okay, just because I can doesn't mean I should.
I got on my second round of BS after me and my son's mother broke up. So
you had a double joint.
Well, I had my son like a year and a half after me and my ex broke up, so that happened like really quick. And me and my son's mother didn't work out, so it was like I'm out here. I put on the cape and just jumped, like
straight parachute.
That could be a whole nother episode of. Yeah. Like, when did you learn? When did it hit you? Like, hey, I'm out here on some bullshit. You
know what Ooh.
Because every man has that moment, right? In a relationship or not, you just like.
And you like, yo, I'm wilding right now.
I kept going, bro. I realized it and kept going, bro.
No, man, I had a bad situation. I was like, I had to tell on another episode, but I was like, man.
Please,
I literally looked at myself in the mirror, yo. Like, it was looking in my mirror, like, yo, you wilding, B. This has got to change. Something's got to change, yo.
The PG version for me was like one time, you know, I'm a cuddler, I guess, you know, and I was hollering at a sister, and he was like, you know, you come over and cuddle didn't mean fuddle, you know what I'm saying? It's when it really meant cuddle. I was like, oh shit, like I think I'm, you know. I still had a couple back streets left, but you know, I wasn't on like fucking 143rd. I was probably like on 18th Street at this point, making my way back to First and Fair. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Anyway,
Brendan, what do you have on this? What do you have on this? When did you?
She real quiet. She forgot we know
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she just sitting there, just letting us just go all in.
She forgot we know her.
What exactly is the question?
I mean, we up here saying like, "Hey, what is the point of when you just look at yourself in the mirror like, yo, I'm out here wilding, I'm bullshit."
I've never had that epiphany.
Wow. But is that only a man thing then? Is that only a man thing?
No, women have it too. I just maybe don't have that part of the brain that feels like I should hold myself accountable in that regard. Mm-hmm. But I will say. Maybe that I'm just not, you know what? Maybe that's why I got married. Because I was probably out there on some bullshit. Shit. That might be why.
Man, that's a whole nother episode, man.
Yeah.
We got to put a pin in this one. I'm coming in fully on that episode. I'm coming in fully.
So there you go. I think that would be it. And I say that because, and then, you know, we can close this out just in complete transparency. I don't want to call him a side nigga because he's not really a side nigga, but I've had a consistent side something since 2010. Still to this day.
Well, that was enlightening.
That was right, yo.
So like, yeah, like consistent. So that's probably.
Let's unpack this real quick in under 5 minutes. So is that like side available dick or just side available attention?
Side available everything.
So like is it different people for different things, or that one person provides all that?
It's one person for everything.
And he knows his role.
Yes.
So he know like no meow meow when you
yeah
this capacity, but when not, you know, he's over here for you.
That was like old boy on a Dead Presidents.
Yeah, it's a understand who Cuddy.
Cuddy.
Yeah,
name. Cuddy.
Yeah, it's a you know what's the saying? What's understood don't need to be explained.
That's true. Just so with the expectations, because now I'm getting with the expectations that he will never catch feelings.
I won't even go there. So we can discuss all of that. On the next episode of Commentary.
Woo! Put a pin in there.
Hey, turn up.
That is the way you do it.
Hey, let them know where they can find y'all at. Let them know where they can find y'all.
Shit. I am The Interrupted Black Girl on Instagram and Harlem B. Marie on Facebook. And you can find me at www.neverdatawriter.com.
Hey.
Boom, boom.
I'm Rashadism, Rashadism, everywhere. I appreciate all the love. I've been getting a lot of love lately. I appreciate it, man.
It's because you're so handsome.
I appreciate it. I don't want you to piss your side nigga off by saying it.
He's right now. We all right.
There that nigga go right there.
I'll go.
Yo,
thank you.
Make sure that you all check out the Facebook page, Commentary Discussion Group, COMMON. TARY Commentary Discussion Group on Facebook. Catch us on Twitter. I don't know if the email popping or not, but you all know where to catch everybody else at individually. I am Allen, I am Allen Eye, all social media handles. Get at
it's
me.
The email is commentaryshow@gmail.com.
Commentary, you heard it right there. Commentaryshow@gmail.com. Shy, what's up? What's up?
Oh, before we go, I don't know if this is going to be like in reverse or whatever. I want to give a special shout out to my friend, our friend, Tyre Moore, who actually is on Insecure. He's been on a few episodes.
Yeah.
Tyre Moore, I got this shirt from him when he came. The single was called Naps Over Everything. He's doing this thing out in LA. That's the homie. Tyre Moore, how do you spell Tyre Moore?
It's T-A-H-I-R.
You're right. I don't want to fuck Tyre name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go follow him. Get you a Naps Over Everything shirt. Everybody asked about this shirt, so that's who I got it from. He was the same. Was salute to
shout
the
out to here. We are wrapping up commentary episode number 5. Thank you all for tuning in. Get at us. Be safe. Have a blessed, peaceful week. Try to at least, man. Don't let the system get to you. We're signing out. Peace.